Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
John chapter 17, verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those that thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And having given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You may be seated. I want to talk to you on a little sermon the Lord gave me called Living in the Bubble. Living in the Bubble. Verse 15 is my real text. Let's read it again. I pray that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. You know, I know a lot of folks that are new in the Lord, and they have not yet recognized that the world is so counter to God's kingdom. A totally different world. It's even a different world that I was raised in as a young man. Just totally different. While we slept last night, there was another mass shooting. They're happening every week now. Every week. And they're trying to legislate something that this won't happen. But legislation will not stop it. People will find a way to do evil if evil is in their heart. They'll find a way. So we're living in a world that is out of control. And so maybe new converts just say, well, man, it's just the way it is. But I get around some of the older people in the Lord. People have been living for the Lord. And they'll say, Brother Steve, I'm just praying that we go to heaven right away. I just want to go to heaven. That's what this text said. Jesus said, I'm not answering that prayer. He said, I pray not that you be taken, but I pray that you be delivered from evil. Some of you that are wanting to leave are being a little selfish because your family that's not saved needs you. Your friends that are not saved need you. It's tough. But it ain't that tough yet. I'm still doing all right. So I'm not praying that Jesus take me out this afternoon. I'm praying that evil not beset me. I'm praying that my life be such a contrast to those that are not saved that it's a witness to those that know me. And they say, what's he got I ain't got? And I can answer it in one word, Jesus. Jesus. And God wants us to be examples. He said we are to be the salt of the world, the seasoning of the world. We're to be the light of the world. You say, oh, things are so bad, it just can't last. Yeah, it can last a while longer. And God's not through with this world yet. And God's not through with his church yet. And there's two things that God wants to do with his church. He wants to empower us more. And he wants to bless us more. Because God wants us to be that city set on a hill. God wants people that know you to recognize that what you have is not simply something that you've imagined, but it is a real, tangible protection, igniting, anointing. It is literally, you're literally living in a world that this world doesn't know anything about. You're in the world, but not of the world. The Bible said that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. I love that verse. And every day I'm enjoying the goodness of the Lord on this earth. Every day I'm enjoying. God blesses me every single day. The Bible said that this life is a few days of full of trouble. But praise God, my God has extended my days and limited my trouble. I am a mutant. I'm a different person. The Bible describes me, and I hope it describes you, as a new creature, as a new species. Back in the 80s, somebody began to preach, and it swept like wildfire, and a lot of people used it, and it was in books. But it talked about a generational curse. I got some sorry people in my family. I'm not talking about my mother, my daddy, or my sisters, but if I go back very far, there's some sorry people in my family. And they're teaching that that generational curse on them has now come to me. No, no. Do you remember? You were born again. When you were born again, it cut off that generational curse. Now, there might be some habits in your past. Maybe your father was an alcoholic and you've been around that. That could follow you just because it's an atmosphere. But praise God, if you truly get born again, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And if I'm a new creature, that means I'm going to have a different behavior, but just as importantly, I'm going to have a different atmosphere. I'm going to live in a bubble that the world cannot live in. The world realizes that there is a pollution of earth. That's the reason why we hear so much about the environment and climate control and all of these things. They realize that we are polluting the earth. But what they do not realize is that pollution is not just trash in the ocean, but that pollution is a spiritual pollution. And praise God, God has brought me out of that spiritual pollution. I'm living in an earth that is blessed of the Lord. The Bible said if you're not saved and if you're not spiritually, that it rains on the just and the unjust. But I have changed that to where what happens to people that are evil doesn't happen to me. And what happens to me doesn't happen to them. I get blessed in ways they haven't even thought of yet. So you got to find out what God wants you to do. That's the reason why you need to find God's will for your life. When you get saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, you become a part of God's army. You're here every week. You're linking arms with fellow soldiers. You're enduring hardness as a good soldier. That puts you in a different place. You're not like the people that you work with. The Bible said God will promote you above your fellows. That's what he's talking about. And you've got to find the will of God, and you've got to find the bubble that God has got for you. Noah was living in a bubble. It was raining on everybody but Noah and his folks. That's it. He found his bubble. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find the bubble for your life. You can find the bubble for your life. You talk about climate change. I create my own climate every day. I get up and rebuke the devil every day. This is going to be a good day. People are going to give into my bosom today. People are going to bless me today. And praise God, I found out that the more I let the Holy Spirit flow out of me, the more God uses evil people to bless me. Friend, I preached a sermon one time called 15 Minutes of Favor. I don't need evil people to bless me all my life. I just need to bless me sometimes 5 minutes or 60 seconds or a half an hour, and then I'm out of their presence. And I have them say to me, I don't know why I'm going to do this. That's my favorite thing for them to say in the world. When they say to me, I don't know why I'm going to do this, I know the Holy Ghost has got them by the nape of the neck. They're going to say things they don't normally say, and they're going to do things they don't normally do because there's somebody standing in front of them that is not normally there. Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord, and I claim it every day. The world can't see the spiritual pollution, but it's all around us. Jesus taught us that the world would hate his spiritual family, but I can change that for a moment. They don't understand that the murder of the unborn and the attack of the family unit and the perversion of gender, all of that is from the other kingdom, the dark kingdom. I'm not a part of that. This world is not welcoming to the Christian lifestyle, and it's becoming less welcoming all the time. But I still find a way of just maneuvering my way through, like I'm walking through a minefield. Instead of blowing me up, praise God, the wind of God favors me and blesses me. So Jesus, when he was praying, he said, I pray not that you should be taken out of this world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. The Lord keeps me from evil. He's not taking me out yet. He said, I need you here, and I'm going to bless you. And the more I bless you, the more you can have an effect on this world. I'm living in the bubble. The three children had a bubble from the fire. The fire did not affect them. When they got out of there, there wasn't even the smell of smoke on their clothes. Daniel was living in a bubble from the lions. You realize that the fire symbolizes persecution. God can deliver me out of persecution. People say, well, we're just going to be persecuted. I'm going to avoid it as much as possible. Like Jesse said about the recession, I choose not to participate. I choose not to participate in persecution. I just choose to be blessed. I choose to be in my bubble. When you look at the three Hebrew children, they were in a bubble. The fire, the persecution could not affect them. When you look at Daniel, he was in a bubble. The lions couldn't bite him. The Bible said that the devil goes around as a roaring lion. If you're a Daniel, it doesn't matter if the lions are going around roaring because you're living in a bubble. I got this little message from something I saw on television. It's called the water spider. It's the only spider in the world like this. It lives on oxygen, but it lives underwater. And this little bell spider, they call it, or the water spider, when it is very young, it walks on the earth for a short time, but its hairs on its legs and its body absorbs oxygen. And it's got lots of natural enemies. It doesn't have much way to protect itself. And so this little spider gets into the water and submerges itself, and there's a bubble that forms around it, and this little spider lives all of its life underwater in a bubble filled with oxygen that it took in with it. It even has its own children in that little bubble. It lives there, and the longevity of a bell spider is 2 years, and it lives its entire life in that bubble. And its predators on earth are looking for it, but they can't find it. And so it lives its entire life in the bubble. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a devil that's going about as a roaring lion, but he can't find me because I'm living in a bubble. He just can't figure out why weapons formed against me don't prosper. He can't figure out his best shot fails. He can't figure out when he does something against me that it turns around for my good because I'm living in a bubble. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you there's a place where you can get in the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul talked about it. He said, I knew a man in the Spirit. He was talking about himself. Oh, friend, when you get in the Holy Spirit, nothing can destroy you. He was living in that bubble on the Isle of Patmos when he gave us the book of Revelation. He said, there I was, living on that island where they took prisoners. I was in a bubble. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, I saw the Lord. He said his hair was white like wool. In his mouth was a two-edged sword. Said he began to speak. Said his feet were like brass. And said he began to speak, and he said, I am he which was, which is, and which is to come. And you are in the Spirit, and I'm going to give you a revelation that other men do not have. Ladies and gentlemen, you can live this Christian life either way. And you say, oh, it's just so hard. But I subscribe to Jesus' type of Christianity when he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because I found a bubble in the Holy Spirit. And there is not only in nature with the bell spider, there's an example and many examples, and they're not in science, but they're in the Word of God. The Bible said, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. The Bible said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and they that run into it are safe. I'm flying under the radar. Somebody said to me the other day, said, how long has Living Way been? I said, 48 years. This was a pastor friend of mine. He said, how come you never are in the paper? He said, so many churches get bad publicity. I said, we're flying under the radar. We're living in a bubble. They just do not write bad stories about us. So what if they did? It'd be turned to good. Many years ago, it's been a long time ago, I received from Brother Osteen, Doty asked me, he said, Steve, would you consider using this woman? She had stigmata. You know what that is? She was bleeding the palms. She was bleeding her feet like Christ. And it's a very controversial thing. And don't ask me to explain it, because I know that lady extremely well, and I still don't understand it. But the papers did feature us on that. And they had a doctor go on television against it. And you know what happened? We couldn't get him in the building the next night. Literally, we couldn't get him in that building. And we received an offer. You know what the offering was that night? I remember it was $30,000. Just because the paper had said something negative about it. I used to say, oh, God, send the paper back again. But the Lord's got me in a bubble. He's got this church in a bubble. He protects us. We've not had a lot of problems that other people have had. Because I am praying every day, God, put us in that bubble. No matter what's going on in the world, and the world is getting worse and worse, it doesn't make me want to quit. It makes me want to hide in the pavilion. It makes me want to run to the tower and say, Lord, I'm going to call your name. If you will study in the Bible, you will find that Israel was captured and they were living in Egypt and they were slaves. But they gave them a place to live, and it was supposed to be a slave encampment. It was supposed to be a barrio. It was supposed to be a ghetto. But that's where Israel went home to every night. And because of their mistreatment of Israel, God sent the plagues to Egypt. And they were terrible, terrible plagues. Started with different things. One of the plagues was flies. They had flies. I get one fly in my car. I got to pull over the side of the road till I get him out of there. One fly in my house. I don't think we have a fly swatter anymore. Back when I was a kid, fly swatters were in every house because you just had flies. You didn't have air conditioning, you had flies. And I got to be an expert at killing those flies. But that, I'm not talking about a few flies. A plague of flies. I mean a black cloud of flies. But guess what happened? In Goshen, there was not a single fly. Every plague that came to Egypt was not in Goshen. What are you saying? I'm saying the so-called slaves had it better than the rich Egyptians. There are people that work and strive and cheat and lie and educate themselves to get ahead in this world. But the truth is, your promotion needs to come from the Lord in Jesus' name. We have a lady that I grew up with. She's Hispanic. I grew up with her in Indiana. She came to this church. She moved here and went to this church for several years. She's Marie's friend. And she is a assistant to the dean at the University of Indiana. And so her deal is to train those that are getting doctorates, PhDs. That's her job. She trains them in various ways. And she said, I'll have a room full of students that are working on their doctorate. And she said, I have to speak to them because I'm going to be their communication. I'm going to be the person that guides them through to get their doctorate. And she said, this is my opening statement. My name is Marie, and I have a high school education. She never went to college a day in her life, and she is assistant to the dean in Indiana University. I said, Marie, how does that happen? She said, just the Lord, just the Lord. And she has had those jobs for years now with a college, with a high school diploma, and that's all she's got. Think about all those people, and I am a big fan of people that get doctorates. If you don't have a doctorate, an earned doctorate, you have no idea how hard those people work to get that. And I really admire people who do that. But I also admire people like Marie that said, Lord, my promotion is going to come from you. There might be plagues in Egypt, but they're not going to come to Goshen because I'm a child of the living God. And when one of the plagues was that the firstborn child of all the Egyptians began to die, but it didn't happen in Goshen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that you need to get saved so you can go to heaven. But you also need to get filled with God's Spirit and live victoriously so you can live in Goshen until you go to heaven. Because this is a wonderful place to live. That every day God fights your battles. Every day God kills the flies before they can get to your house. Every day God protects your firstborn. Every day God said, you're not turning their water to blood. Their water is going to be like Ozark. Every day they're going to have pure water to drink. I'm telling you that you can live in a bubble that the world knows nothing about. Elisha was surrounded by the enemy. The king of Syria had hundreds of thousands of soldiers surrounding just a little group. And Elisha's assistant, he panicked. And Elisha said, open my servant's eyes that he may see what I see. And all of a sudden, God opened the servant's eyes. And he said, my God, Elisha, I thought we were outnumbered, but they're outnumbered. He said, the hills are full of the horsemen of the Lord and the chariots of God. You might feel like you are outnumbered on your job. You might be the only person that is a believer in your job. But I'm telling you, you're not outnumbered because God's got angels around you. And God's got you in a bubble. And good things are going to happen to you that don't happen to anybody else. I'm just amazed at the blessing of the Lord. And I want to stand here today and not brag on my flesh, but I want to brag on my God. I want to tell you, He's a good God. He fights my enemies. He wins my battles. He makes the doctor say, well, I'm not sure what happened, but you ain't got it no more. Oh, I'm living in the bubble of the Lord. And I'm going to sing and I'm going to dance. You don't know how hard it is to sing when you can't carry a tune, but I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. You don't know how hard it is to dance when you ain't got no rhythm, but I'm going to dance. Shame on you people that got rhythm and don't dance. Shame on you. Hey, Brother Warren, my wife said you've got a beautiful voice. Where have you been all these years? Shame on you. Shame. Oh, I've known you. I've never known one bad thing about you before, but you hadn't been using that voice for God. Shame on you. You was probably supposed to use it in my place, Warren. All this time I've been looking for my voice, and you were it. If you can sing and you're not singing, shame on you, because you got a guy that can't sing and he's still singing. You got a guy that can't dance, he's still dancing. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because my God is a good God. And he's in this house, and he's going to take care of me. He sends his angels before me, and behind me, goodness and mercy are gathering up the remnant. He's got angels on my right and angels on my left. You say, why do you come to God? Why do you come to God's house like you do? I'm just like that little bell spider. I'm going out and getting my oxygen to bring it back into my bubble because, praise God, I'm living in a place where the devil can't get to me, and the devil is frustrated. He's got a headache. He's wringing his hands. Said, how can he be there 48 years and still going? Don't you know some demons have got chewed out because I'm here 48 years? Don't you know there's some demons that were assigned to you that have been demoted because you're still standing, you're still praising God? They threw everything they they could of you, and you're more on fire today than you've ever been. You got more victory than you've ever had. You're sharing your testimony than you've ever. Oh, friend, you've realized I can live in a place my cousins don't live, my friends don't live, my family don't live. God has prepared a bubble for me, and I'm going to live in it, and I'm going to be an example of what God is doing. Oh, hallelujah. That's the reason why I get up every day saying the Lord is on my side and the best is yet to come. I really believe it when the Bible said we're made to sit together in heavenly places. Made to sit together in heavenly places. Just a little bit of heaven every day. This ain't heaven, but you can have a heavenly place. You can have a little bit of heaven every day if you will get in the Spirit. And that's what the Apostle Paul said, in the Spirit. In the Spirit. That's what John said, I got in the Spirit. Somebody said, well, do I really need to get the Holy Ghost? Oh, do you need the Holy Ghost? Do you need the Holy Ghost? I don't know whether Brandon was the first one to say it or not, but it was cute. He's the first one I ever said. Somebody said, do I need the Holy Ghost to go to heaven? He said, you need the Holy Ghost to go to Walmart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you understand how out of control this world is? You need protection. You need angels around you. You need the blessing of the Lord on you. You need the favor of God on you. Sometimes I get bills that I didn't solicit. Those surprise bills. I say, how come I got this? I didn't know I was going to owe this. I got one of those 2 weeks ago. I said, look at this. I can't believe this. I was going through the mail. And I opened up another bill. I've got a lawyer. My lawyer doesn't charge me. He's free. He's a Catholic. He doesn't charge me. The reason he doesn't charge me, he also owns a title company. I put 40-some real estate transactions through that title company, so he gets paid every time. There's a set amount he has to take out of those transactions, so he just gives me free. And so I don't ever write him a check. And so I get the bill. I'm going through my mail. I said, man, I didn't like that bill. So I opened the next envelope. It's from my lawyer. He's sending me a check. I still don't know what it was for. I didn't even call him. He might want to take it back. Maybe it's a mistake. I don't know. Hey, if you give me a check and the banks are open, within 3 hours, that check will be in the bank. I promise you that. At bank. Now, Sean, you give Sean a check, and you'll have to call him. Sean, would you run your check through? It's messing up my checkbook. Oh, okay. Not me. You give me a check, brother. You better have the money in the bank, because it's going to be clearing that day. So I didn't call my lawyer and say, why are you sending me thousands of dollars here? I just said, let me fill out this little deposit slip. And I went straight down to Wells Fargo in Selma and put that sucker in there, and I hadn't heard a word since it. God, when the devil sends me a bill, God's going to send me a check bigger than my bill. When the devil sends me a sickness, God's going to send me a miracle bigger than my sickness. When the devil sends me trouble, God's going to send me a testimony bigger than my trouble, because I'm living a life in the bubble, and the bubble's name is Jesus. In him I live and move. He's all around me. He surrounds me right now in Jesus' name. Pastor John Hagee had his 83rd birthday this week, and I sent him a congratulations. I'm a big fan of the Hagee ministry. But when I first came to San Antonio, he was over here on Nacogdoches in a little building. And you know, Pastor Hagee's a pretty good target, pretty good size. He's not the thin man. A guy came into his church and took a revolver. I used to have the tape of it. And got close to Pastor Hagee and fired 6 shots. You know how many hit him? 0. Friend, you can live in a bubble. Whether you're slim or bigger, you can live in a bubble. Whether you're black or white, short or tall, young or old, you can live in a bubble, praise God. Just begin to claim it. Say, Lord, I see, my eyes have been opened. I see that the hills are full of the horsemen of the Lord and the chariots of God. It might be a fire, but praise God, when I walk out of the fire, I'm going to have a testimony. We never heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego till they got thrown in the fire. And when they came out, they had a testimony and they were heroes. What the devil means for evil is going to turn you into a superstar in the kingdom of God. So I ask you to get saved. Give your life to Jesus. Get baptized in water. Get filled with the Holy Spirit, that shield can be all around you. Praise God, when things begin to happen to other people, they won't happen to you. I've told you about a man I used to pastor. He worked for the city of San Antonio, and they totally did away with the whole department, about 30 of them. They dismissed them all in one day. And when he started going out the door, they said, "Hey, bud, you, come here. Let everybody else go. We're putting you in another department, and we're giving you a raise." You say, "Why'd that happen to you?" I'll tell you what he did before that. 2 weeks before, he got notice that they were going to do away with the department. All the jobs were going to be gone. He did two things. He paid 20% tithe that week, and he went out and bought him a new pickup. He said, "I ain't going to have a job, they say, but I believe God's going to take care of me." So he went and bought a new pickup and paid 20% for tithe, and they put him in a new department and gave him a raise. Friend, I'm going to tell you, there are principles and laws that apply to the evil that do not apply to you. And you need to stand up and you need to raise your hands and talk loud and say, "Praise God, I'm a little different than the other cowboys on his ranch. I'm a little different. God has blessed me coming and going, and look what he's done." But not only that, get a little faith and look what he's about to do in Jesus' name. Would you stand on your feet and give God some praise today? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Dr. Ed Young in Houston, Texas is one of my heroes. He pastored a Second Baptist Church. He's awesome. He's 83 years of age. He hadn't missed a beat. Pastor John Hagee is 83 years of age. I'm 73. So I told God, I said, "God, I want 10 more years." And the only reason, Oscar, I asked for 10 more years, I think the rapture is going to happen. But if in 10 years Jesus had to come, I'm going to get an extension. Praise God. But my next 10 years are going to be the best years of my life. Because it don't depend on your intellect or your flesh. It depends on your faith of life in the bubble, and that God's on your side and he's going to take care of everything. And no matter how bad it looks, he's going to turn around and reverse the curse every time in Jesus' name. If there's somebody in this building right now and you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior so you can go to heaven, please come right now. Let us baptize you in water today. We keep the baptismal ready all the time. Praise God. You know, the 11 o'clock service is having an amazing revival. Pastor Brandon is baptizing 4, 5, 10, 12 people almost every Sunday in that 11 o'clock service. It's just new people coming in, and we praise God for that. But if you're in this building and you have never given your life to Christ, you know, Pastor Brandon has an amazing anointing on him. Wednesday nights are awesome. I come on Wednesday nights. And I've always been pretty evangelistic in my ministry. And I told Pastor Becky Wednesday night of service, he had this altar filled from that side to that side Wednesday night. And I said, "I've never seen anybody that can preach on discipleship and get people saved. You're supposed to have to preach evangelistic about the cross, about heaven, about hell. Preach." Pastor Brandon will do that. But he's got an anointing on him on those altar calls. He preached on discipleship, and they're getting the Holy Ghost by the dozens. He's got a special anointing on him to do that. But if you're here in this building and you are not saved, you need to get saved right now. If you're not baptized, you need to get baptized. But beyond that, you need to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Because this world is falling apart right before our eyes. But I don't intend to become a casualty of this world. I'm going to soar. I'm going to shine brighter than I've ever shined before. God is going to give me another 10 years that is going to be phenomenal. And I'm claiming 10 years that are bigger and better than the first 48 years we've been here. I believe in the name of Jesus that this building is going to become too small. I believe the anointing is going to become so great on me, Pastor Becky, and all of our family. And when I say family, I don't mean Fender family. I mean Living Way family. Your anointing is going to become so great that God is going to use you in jails and nursing homes and street corners and family reunions. And you are going to become a flaming evangel for the Lord. But in order to do that, you've got to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that no weapon is able to take you out in Jesus' name. So if you are here today and you need to be saved, this is your moment. But if you're a Christian and you say, Pastor, my life's just full of trouble. Look at me. Look at me. Is there any difference between me and you? No, not a bit. But my life is not full of trouble. Trouble is the exception to my life. It's not the rule. Some of you are Christians and trouble is still the rule of your life. Trouble should be the exception to the Christian. And when that trouble comes, the Lord will turn it for good.